Lili Nishmas Rav Kanimish Kamen Ben Ravili Melech. Suvas Parkud Beis Mishnah Aleph. Hanoisia Seisha. Person marries a woman Upaska Imo Deshielzen Esbita Chamesh Shanim. She makes a deal with him that he's going to give Mizonos to her daughter for the next 5 years. Chayev Lazuna Chamesh Shanim. So he has to make sure that he sustains her daughter for 5 years. And the Mefarshim go into, if a person just agrees to do something, is that Mechayev him to do something? So the Rav says the case is where he did it with a kinyan, with a shtar. Or he says to Edim that you are my Edim, that I'm being Mechayev myself to sustain her daughter that she had from another husband. We're not talking about his own daughter here, obviously. Or Tfarso learns maybe we're talking about a case where he didn't do it in front of Edim, but he did it by the time of Nisuin. Because by the time of Nisuin, even without Edim, a person could be Meshtabed himself with just saying things as well. Niseis la'acher, if now this wife divorced him, and then she went off and married somebody else. Upaska imo kadei shelzen esbita chameshanim. And now she went to the second husband, and she also had the second husband agree to sustain her daughter for 5 years. Chayev luzuna chameshanim. Nevertheless, the first husband still has to sustain her and give her mizonos for 5 years. Just like he agreed. It's not dependent on anything else. Lo yomar harishon l'chishatovo etzli azuna. The first husband should not say, when the mother comes and lives by me again, only then will I sustain her daughter. Ela moylich la mizaynesea l'mekayim shi ima. Because it has nothing to do with that. Rather, you have to send the mizonos, the first husband has to send the mizonos to the place that the mother is. Meaning, the main point is where the daughter is as well, but the point is that the mother doesn't have to be living with him. He made a deal to give this daughter 5 years worth of food and sustenance. It doesn't matter, even if her mother's not married to him anymore. And so too, both of these husbands shouldn't now say, why don't we combine to give her enough mizonos for these 5 years as one? So I'll pay for half and you'll pay for half. That's not what has to happen here. Rather, both of them have to give her mizonos. So what do? Ela echad zonav, echad noisen lo demei mizonos. So one of them actually provides for the food, and the other one still has to give her the money for the food. And like Farisol points out, and she can get the food from whichever one she wants, and then choose that the other one would pay her money, but she would pretty much get double the amount of mizonos. But she can't force each of them to just give her money for the amount of mizonos. One of them has to actually give her mizonos.